Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Wilbur Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, pass rush guru. Chuck Smith met with the media talking about a couple of his players and his schemes and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. One of the players he talked about, it's a guy we heard earlier or later in the hour of 11 o'clock, Adape Owe. He wants more packages. And Chuck Smith says, okay, we got this.
Yeah, Dobbs looks fantastic. He still maintains his speed. And, you know, we want to be multifunctional. You know, we want to be able to put people all around the field, and Dot fits that, you know, that description, as well as KV. You know, all our inside guys can play outside. So we want to be versatile, and I think Coach Orr, that's one of the things that, you know, makes this defense, you know, that's going to be tough to go against, you know, because we can do things like that. But Dot definitely, he can play at any position across the board when it comes to pass rush.
Yeah, and, you know, they'll line him up over the center. They'll put him over the guard. And when I say line him up over the center, he'll be standing up over the center. And then they'll stunt him and twist him from there. You know, line up over the guard, that more than likely is a mismatch just because of speed and explosives. Biggest thing that, you know, if he's lining up over the guard, you want to be on the edge because you don't want to let... Because if that guy gets his hands on you, he's going to be bigger, stronger, you know, and then it's a stalemate. But... a lot of times when he's down inside, it's a stunt or a twist. They're creating things. They're blitzing people from the outside. They're doing different things.
With the added girth, does he look like he's a little slower, or is he still explosive and all that good stuff?
Yeah, no, he looks the same. I mean, really can't tell. I mean, he put on good weight because it's all muscle and stuff. So does he look any different speed-wise? No, he still looks fast.
Now, Mike Green's a guy that we're all excited about. Ravens are excited about. Got him in the second round. Chuck Smith, what do you like about the rookie?
Mike is earning his stripes. You know, Mike's a rookie. So Mike has to play his position, get in line, you know, like any other rookie. But Mike is going out there. He's competing at a high level. You know, Mike can rush. You know, Mike is strong, you know, at the point of attack on the run. And what I like most about Mike, he just gives great effort. You know, when you think of some of the great players around the league, what defines them as great effort. And that may help you make a lot of plays within itself. You know, he has a great grasp of the defense. Matt Robinson's done a fantastic job teaching him in coverage and things like that. And, he, you know, when we talk about pass rush, you know, Mike is all in.
He is definitely all in. I mean, he was the leading sack guy in the country last year with 17 and a half. So, no, I mean, that he is all in on the sack stuff. But, you know, when you hear him talk, you know, he wants to talk about how he can stop the run, too, and everything. But I would probably guess that he'll be in the nickel and dime stuff, rushing the passer early in the season, at least until he shows that he can set the edge. Because if he's out there, you know, on first down, people are going to run right at him and see if he can set the edge. And we're going to find out in the preseason games, because he's going to have that opportunity, you know, a lot during those three games.
And he'll earn his stripes, as Chuck Smith said, but I'm very excited to see him in the preseason, and hopefully this will translate into a surprising rookie year for a guy that I said 8 sacks.
Yeah, I think I said the same, or I said 6+. We said either 6+ or 8, one of the two. But, yeah, I'm in total agreement, just because – He can naturally bend in his hands and all those things. You know, like I said earlier, when he's in the one-on-one drills, he can win those kind of things. The thing that he needs to learn is, you know, when they're in a group and they're stunting and twisting, he needs to have a good feel for how they're doing those things. But what I hope in the preseason, Bob, is they line him up out there wide and it's 3rd and 10 and just say, go get him. That's what I want to see. I think that's what we all want to see, that he can win those matchups.
Now, here's Chuck Smith talking about an interesting stat or scenario. I mean, you get your sack numbers like the Ravens did last year, 2nd in the NFL in sacks, but pressure rate
was bad.
Not all that great. So, yep. Chuck Smith, how do we get that balance working?
You know, I like the fact that we are able to get quarterbacks down. You know, and there are a lot of different things that, you know, go into pressure rate. You know, we got guys that can rush, and we got, you know, coordinator that's, you know, coming into his own. But I really look at, you know, the pass rush numbers and look at what we do. Just as we continue to get opportunities and continue to develop, you know, we'll be able to get sacks. But, you know, I don't know exactly how to answer the pressure rate part. But I know it has a lot to do with the technique. And if you go do your research, you'll see that with the running quarterbacks, if you just rush upfield against Lamar, so that's kind of it. Most teams bull rush him too. So when you play Lamar Jackson, the pressure rate's going to be down too because everybody's bull rushing and keeping them in front of him.
I was just, you know, because when I heard Chuck say that, I'm saying to myself, okay, who are the running quarterbacks? Because, you know, because then I go back to, you know, that's how Ajabo rushes all the time. You know, like it's right. A run, like he's playing against Lamar. You know, when it's Joe Burrow and everybody else. I mean, I don't know that they play enough running quarterbacks last year where your win rate is not that good. So I don't know, but I just, they need a guy, you know, like Micah Parsons, you know, I mean, his win rate, I'm guessing, is pretty damn good. You know, they need Watts' win rate is good. Hendrickson's win rate is good. Garrett's win rate. They need a guy that's win rate is scary, that you're requiring a double team on him.
Looking at the Ravens' schedule to that point, running quarterback. And nobody runs like Lamar. I mean, right. I mean, maybe Daniels and a couple of others. But Josh Allen, he can run.
Yeah, yep.
Joe Flacco, not so much. Jared Goff, nah.
No.
Mahomes is nifty.
Yeah, he's not a runner.
But he's nifty enough in the pocket. Yep. Stens plays. CJ Stroud.
Nifty.
Stafford. No. With a bad back and everything. No win rates.
Yeah.
No excuses. It's news from the Nest Video at 80-105-7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Here's Chuck Smith talking about a rookie and what he is like from him. Or maybe doesn't like, and he has people.
Fub, he's got incredible upside. He is lightning quick. You know, he's 293 pounds or something, but then they say he's small because he's short, but he's 293. But he's got a high skill level. He's quick. He has a great grasp of pass rush moves. He loves the pass rush. He has an aggressive mindset and a learning mindset. I love Aeneas. And, you know, he as he continues to learn, going against big guys and going against protection, he'll get better. But he's been doing a good job for us, and I look forward to seeing him continue to grow.
The thing is he is short. He's 5'11", you know, and he does have quick hands, and he is passionate. He is not a guy that you're going to put in there and anchor against the run. We're not going to see him on first down because he'll get blown up. But what he can do is if he's on the edge – and what's the edge? What's the edge of a center? It's on his shoulder. You know, the edge of a guard on his shoulder, like a three technique is the outside shoulder. You know, get on the shoulder where you can take advantage of your speed and quickness. Because if you're going to go down the cylinder, right down the middle, then you're taking away what you do best. What was Chuck just talking about? The speed and quickness. How do I utilize his speed and quickness? If I'm Peoples, how do I utilize what he can do best, stunting, twisting, take advantage of. How do I take advantage of his quickness in the pass rush?
And finally, Mike Green. We've been talking a lot about him positively and rightfully so, at least so far in camp. Here's Mike Green talking about ramping it up this week now that the pads are on.
I think it's been well so far. You know, there's always going to be room for improvement. But I think the last few days, it's been fun. It's been exciting, of course. And, I mean, we're all blessed to be out here and be able to practice another day. So, yeah, it's been great so far.
I think Mike Green has flashed enough in those two padded practices where he shows you the things that get you excited about him being their most natural rusher since Suggs. And, you know, that's what I can't wait for August 5th when they go against the Colts. And then when he plays the preseason game. I mean, because one-on-one kind of shows you what he's capable of, you know. But then when it's, you know, like when Tim Williams was here from Alabama and I was in love with his one-on-one stuff, then when he got in the game, it was like, where the hell, what happened?
Right.
You know, so And I don't think that's going to happen with Green, but I'm anxious to see in a game the things that he can do.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. It's buy or sell. Count the midweek money. Talk about the sports subjects of this day. Got the Orioles and Toronto lineup as they're about to finish this series. Orioles go for the sweep coming up at 12:35. Jim Hunter is going to be joining us. Funhouse, Dollar McGraw, NFL Lunch at 1. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Looks like on ESPN, a lot of Steeler ass kissing going on. Is that appropriate? Not around here, it ain't.